We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, DJ LeMay is joining us now, the newest member of the New York Yankees. DJ Mike Francesa on WFAN, which is the Yankee flagship station in New York. Welcome. How are you?
Thank you. How you guys doing?
Going fine.
Good.
How about, what's your thoughts coming to the big city?
A lot of excitement. I'm excited to get going. I feel kind of rejuvenated. My career feels rejuvenated. I'm ready to get going.
You're a California kid as a youngster, right? Are you from California?
Yeah, I was born in California, lived there for a little while, moved around.
Where'd you grow up?
I kind of all over, California, Las Vegas, Wisconsin, and then I went to high school in Michigan. Okay. So kind of all over, went to school at LSU, so.
Gotcha. Okay. So, is this your, what's your thoughts as you've passed through New York through the years? What's been your thought about New York?
Honestly, I haven't spent a ton of time in New York. Played a series there, 15 or 16. Really cool to play there. And then the Mets every year, but not a ton, honestly. So I'm excited to explore the city and get a New York experience for sure.
All right, what did the Yankees sell you on as far as a role?
Be ready for anything. Kind of just see how things play out. We got Didi out for a little while, so I think guys will kind of be shuffling until he gets back and. So just ready for anything and taking ground balls at multiple spots in spring training.
We know you can hit. We know that. Rank your positions for me. Your best defensive position would be second base. Is that fair?
Yeah, second base. Second base for sure. Played a lot of third base in the minors.
Okay.
Played some shortstop in the minors.
So do you feel comfortable at all three?
I do. I feel pretty comfortable at third. Short, I can handle. I'm not gonna be the best shortstop out there, but I can definitely handle it if I need to. I've played.
Do you play any first base at all? Do you play any first base at all?
I've played a little bit here and there. Late in the game, got a lot of a lot of defensive stuff going on. But I'm kind of excited to try out different spots and try to improve it at all four spots.
Really? I mean, because the Yankees said that, mentioned it as, hey, he's going to play all over the infield. We expect him to be, a guy who can do all that for us. The Yankees obviously, have guys on the infield, a couple of good youngsters who, we got Torres at second. You got, obviously, Andujar, who's had some trouble defensively. And at first, we'll have to see how it develops this year. But
yep.
A versatile guy like you is going to be a very big pickup for them. How about joining the Yankees and being a part of that lineup?
I mean, a heck of a lineup already. I feel like I can be a part of that lineup and not try to do too much. Just play my game, put the ball in play, have tough outs, and got plenty of guys who are going to hit the long ball. It's going to be a fun lineup to be a part of, that's for sure.
Talking with DJ LeMayo, who's the newest Yankee, and putting the ball in play and using the whole field will be a welcome sight because the Yankees, as you know, have a lot of power and a lot of guys who strike out. So, that's the way the lineup is. They can use a guy like you. They really can.
Thanks. A lot of incredible hitters there. I'm excited to watch those guys take BP, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, they do that well, that's for sure. But I've been waiting for them to get more guys who can put the bat on the ball like you, so that'll be a welcome part. So are you comfortable with a role where you're not going to know day in, day out what your job's going to be? Are you someone who's going to be comfortable with that?
That's how I kind of played my whole career up until, with the Rockies, it was like, hey, we don't have a second baseman. So you're going to be playing second every day. But, you know, until about 4 years ago, I was the guy that played multiple positions. I didn't have a set role. I didn't have a set spot in the lineup. That's just kind of been the last 3 or 4 years. So, you know, I don't think that's too big of a change for me, honestly.
How about the Yankees? What'd you grow up? What kind of fan were you growing up? What was your team growing up?
I was a Cubs fan. My dad was a huge Cubs fan.
Did you have a favorite player?
Ryan Sandberg was probably my favorite player.
I knew you were going to say. I said Ryan Sandberg in my head. Yeah. I could see that. Once you said Cubs, I said Ryan Sandberg from that era.
Right, yeah,
you can see that.
Sure.
Yes, very good player too.
Yeah.
Is there still, even in this day and age, and baseball's changed so much, is there still an allure to know that you're coming to the Yankees and you're going to wear that Yankee uniform?
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah, that's pretty exciting. Get a chance to play for the Yankees. It's exciting. I'm just so looking forward to getting down there in spring training, being a part of that organization for sure.
Do you have anybody on the team that you know well, and or not really?
You know, I'm not too familiar with guys. I played with Canely with the Rockies.
Right.
Played with Tulo, I hadn't really seen the Yankees a whole lot in the big leagues or in the minors. So,
gotcha.
Not too familiar, but you know, obviously looking forward to getting to know those guys.
How about making a big switch? I mean, it's a big adjustment. It is, you know, coming from where you were to come in to play here for the Yankees and you know, moving into the AL East, the whole thing. That's a pretty big adjustment.
Yeah, it'll be different. It'll be different for sure. I feel focused. I play with a chip on my shoulder. And if I'm not, I find a way to get a chip on my shoulder. And, I feel like this year I'm very focused. I'll be playing with the chip on my shoulder, and I think the other stuff will take care of itself.
We're talking with DJ LeMahieu, the newest Yankee who will be a jack of all trades for the Bombers this year, and a very welcome guy who will be, a very big contributor. What, for the fans who may not have watched you that much, what's the best part of your game? What would you say? Give them a scouting report on you.
Oh, shoot. I don't like talking about myself.
Yeah, but just give him a little, you know, listen, not bragging, just give him a little scouting report.
Offensively, I feel like I'm a tough out. Defensively, I'm a bigger guy in the infield. Like to think I turn the double play pretty well. I'm going to go out there every day, be a good teammate, go out and win ball games, and, to me, winning is one of the most satisfying things in the game. So, that's my focus.
Yeah, and, you think about guys who would maybe fill that role, and you'd think scrappy, but you're not scrappy. You're 6'4". I mean, you're a big guy. You're a pretty big guy.
I don't think you look at me and say scrappy, but I like to think I am, just by being a tough out.
Just by your nature, but you're a pretty big guy, though. You're 6'4". That's a pretty big guy to play every position on the infield.
Definitely.
You're ready to go? You're ready for Tampa? You're ready to go? You need a little more time to adjust to this? Are you ready to hit spring training?
No, I don't need any more time. No, I'm ready to get going, for sure.
Well, listen, thanks very much. We'll probably see you down in Tampa. But, again, congratulations coming to the town, and good luck this season.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Thanks for having
me. My pleasure. Thank you. DJ LeMahieu, the newest Yankee. I don't want to call him a utility man because he's more than a utility man. He's a better player than that. He's a guy who's going to fill in. He's a guy who's going to play somewhere when someone's hurt for 2 weeks. Somebody goes on the DL. Somebody's got a hamstring. He's going to go in and play 2 weeks at second base. He's going to go in and play 2 weeks at third base. He's going to play at first base. He's going to move over here. He's going to play a game here and a game there and probably get himself, a lot of at-bats. I mean, I would think that would be the case. He's going to get himself, I would think a good number of at-bats. Last year, obviously, playing in Colorado, 1562, 276. 2 years ago, hit 348. Hit 300 3 years in a row, 301, 348, won the batting title, 310, and then 276. Is on base drop last year, but again, that could be a million. He also had nine. Listen, last year, you take last year in a heartbeat from this guy. He had 50. He had 32 doubles. He had 15 homers. He had 60 RBIs. He scored 90 runs He does that here. He's a home run. And put the bat on the ball, which is something nice to see. He only struck out 80 times in 500 at-bats. 80 is like 10 now compared to the old days. 80, you know, on this team. We got eight guys strike out 100 times. So he is the newest guy. And you know what? Although he doesn't have a opening day position, he's going to be a guy you're going to see a lot. You're going to see a lot of him. I don't think there's any question. They paid him $24 million for 2 years. They expect to play him a lot. Now, I don't know how much first, but you're going to see him play the other positions. You're going to see different guys DH. You're going to see them move it around. And, you know, teams want to have versatile players now. They want – I mean, you heard the Mets today say Lowry is going to play every different position, but he's going to play every day. That's the Zobrist school of thought. You know, Tampa does that with their whole team. They move guys all over the place every day. Zobrist, he's at second, he's at third, he's in left field, he's here, he's there. I mean, same thing with LeMayu, same thing with a Jed Lowry, who will be coming up in about an hour from now, back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.